patterns of migration and perceptions of color. The smallest animal migrant is zooplankton, and the largest is the blue whale. The perception of color depends on photoreceptor cells, called cones, located in animal eyes. Blue whales feed on krill, a type of shrimp, which primarily feed on zooplankton. Different types of cone cells receive different wavelengths of light. Different numbers and levels of cone cells allow mantis shrimp, butterflies and moths, and birds to see more colors than humans. The longest mammal migration is 8,500 kilometers each way, made by the humpback whale. The number of cone types varies in animals. Most humans have three. A 100 million monarch butterflies travel 4,750 kilometers each autumn in wave after wave of wing. Dogs, cats, and 1% of human males have two cone types. The bar-headed goose flies at 37,000 feet, higher than humans in transoceanic plains. People physically perceive colors differently. Our purples are different, neural pathways shaped by early experience. Migration is an adaptive response to the seasonal or geographical variation in resources. Simply put, animals travel from a place that cannot meet their needs to a place that might. 5,000 humans die each year migrating. Our emotional responses to color are determined by a separate color-sensing receptor called melanopsin and is consistent for all people. Shorter wavelengths of blue sky are calming. Longer wavelengths of red fire are awakening. 3.5% of the human population has migrated from one country to another. Most human migrants are brown, a mixture of longer wavelength light in our eyes. Most humans are brown and are shaped by early experiences. Color psychologist link brown with nature, friendship, and mourning. Humans have migrated since before they were human, over 1.8 million years. Humans migrate today in Central Asia, the Arctic, Northern Africa. We follow animals which follow sun, stars, and Earth's magnetic fields. We travel by foot, by boat, by animal. Robins have a magnetically sensitive protein in their eyes, which gives them a visual compass. Arrows on the Earth eye pointing north. The cryptochrome protein responds well in low light, and most bird migrations happen at night. Color becomes black and white in low light. Animals who forage at night, such as the anteater, have fewer cones. The only animal who cannot see color is the skate. Skating is not an effective form of migration.